Ladies and gentlemen, this takes us to item 17, notices of motion. 17.1, notice of motion, Councillor Galbally, nom number 7/2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I move that Council provide advice and support to the Group of Manningham, a non-government organisation, who have joined together under the auspices of Now Not Yet, seeking to manage and operate Westfold Manor in Westfold Park, Templestowe, in preparing an expression of interest registration with Parks Victoria or other state government agencies.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, Mr Mayor. I've actually been working with this group just in discussions and supporting them in getting together with their wish to get hold of Westfold Manor. As we all know, back in 2013, there was an expression of interest that had gone out following the loss of Mai Mai Gallery when they lost their tender. The winner of that EOI process actually fell through for various reasons, and it has been empty ever since. This group has actually got together when their thoughts about forming a community hub for the manor house, something that will be open for all groups. And the people that are a part of this group is the Now Not Yet in corporate. It's a social enterprise. They're already running a cafe, very successful, in Warrandyte. Kevin Hines, Grow Organisation. The CEO has been involved with us, and they're looking at running programs with people with mental health issues, veteran post-trauma stress disorder programs, bushkinders, walks and the like. The Vantage Church, they're looking at forming their food bank and outreach programs from the site. And Gail Dix, who's the All Abilities Basketball initiator and starter, is thinking about having carers groups. And the sort of people that are interested, we've got the ANIMDA group, U3A Manningham, YMCA, Pines Learning Centre, Ted Ajani's Citizens Groups, and cycling groups and walking groups. So it's actually covering a lot of our residents and community in Manningham and outside. We have also had a meeting with the Wurundjeri tribal elders, and considering that Westfolds is a significant Indigenous area, that they will also be invited in, and they have endorsed this bid. So basically they're just looking for support in kind or in any way possible that Council can do into the new year. So I ask all councillors to support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner.
Yes, Mr Mayor, I think this is a wonderful motion of Councillor Galbally, who's worked on this probably for about 9 months, though it seems forever. This being in our Heidi Ward and owned by Parks Victoria, I grew up playing at the manor, having lots of picnics, and to watch it go and become desolate, left alone to ruins, is a really sad thing. And I think it's wonderful that Council could consider supporting and giving advice to these groups that are coming together, and the outcome is a positive one. Many community groups will be able to have a place where they can and do stuff. It can be an invigorated manner instead of looking run down, old, desolate. I think it ticks so many boxes. It's fantastic. Westerfolds is a beautiful park. Though we don't own it, it's a wonderful part of Manningham, and I think it's a really great initiative. I ask that we support it, that we see that that manor doesn't become left alone, that the communities that are here in Manningham, and there's multiple, as Councillor Galbley has shared, that have come together, that are talking, that are getting excited, and they're working together. They're stepping together, holding hands, and that, I think that's a really amazing outcome to see this happen. So I do I support Councillor Galbley. I think it's all that we're seeking is that council support and give advice, and this should have its own legs. That we allow the community to do what the community is passionate about, and it's a no-brainer that it's in a place that's not being used, and it sits in a very beautiful place where we can only see positive outcomes out of that. So seek that you'd support that.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against them?
Question, Mr. Mayor?
Certainly.
Has discussion of this gone to SBS?
Yes.
Must admit that it's been.
Has this been through SBS? Has anyone got to recollect this being on the agenda? No? That's what I thought.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to rise to speak and again.
Against council, all right.
Yeah, well, at the moment, yes. Again, I'm confronted with a situation here coming to a council meeting. Not one councillor has called me about this particular motion. It's been here on the thing. I don't know what it's about. I don't know the groups or anything else. It could be very good. It is probably extremely good. However, there's been no discussion amongst councillors. There's been no discussion amongst the office and the way in which we work here at Manningham of having things come up, issues come up, and ideas and costings or whatever are put out. But I'm here having to make a decision today because someone wants to move a motion about this, and it's a great idea. So I've got to make a very quick decision on how it goes, but I don't know the feedback to what expense it's going to cost council, to what involvement and all the rest. It says here we seek provide advice and support. Yeah, okay, and that's a feel-good little motion, and we could probably do that. We have done it in the past. We've done it for the Indigenous Art Gallery. We've provided support for that site for a number of for different groups in the past. And yes, it's not out of the scope of council to go and do so. But again, for things to be lobbied on by councils to a table here without going through the office, without any discussion as the council as a whole of what's going on, is again decision making on the run. And there you've got to make some hard decisions very quickly. But I don't like that mode of operation, Mr. Mayor, and I think we need to clean up our act to make sure that things that come to the table are things that have been discussed amongst councillors prior to coming up to the meeting. Mr. Mayor, I hope that in the future we will be able to do that. It seems a very good program, and it seems a very good use of the building, and I may have to support it in the end. But the thing is, the way in which it's come up is not good enough for Manningham.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker for a motion?
Just to commend my fellow council for bringing this one forward. I think it's a great motion. Well done. I didn't know we had to bring all councillor motions into SBS. Perhaps I could ask a question. Do we have to? All councillor motions coming before SBS? No, so we never have before. All the noms that have come before us in the last 4 years, we've never had a lecture in terms of bringing them in before SBS. In this particular case, we've got two tonight, but I commend you for bringing this one forward. And I do speak in favour of it very positively.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker against? In that case, Councillor Galbley, as the mover.
Look, all I can say is that I have spoken to a lot of people about this, and if Councillor...
excuse me.
Well, doesn't remember it. But I actually do remember discussing this at this table, and I have also discussed it with quite a few others. So it's not a newbie. I've been working on this for 9 months. So anyway, it is a good project, and I'm sure that it'll be good for Manningham, and let's hope it comes through. Thank you.
Councillors, I now put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now go on to item 17.2. I would note for those in the audience who feel that the motions, the matters that they came before the council to listen to, you are free to leave at any time. You do not have to sit through the next 2 hours of our meeting. We don't mind at all if you feel the desire to leave. Item 17.2, notice of motion by Councillor Downey. Nom number 8, 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downey.
I move. Do I need to read the motion?
Yes, please.
Okay. Manningham's indoor highball stadiums form part of a wider network of leisure and sporting facilities across the city to provide participation in a range of competitions, training, fitness activities and social opportunities to improve the overall health and well-being of the community. In recognition of this, Council Stadium pricing schedule is to be maintained at the following rates for high users, i.e. usage is greater than 30 hours per week.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galvely. Councillor Downey.
Councillors, this some time ago when we decided everything would come under the control of the YMCA, we did set a court hire policy. It was a great increase for our basketball stadiums, and all I'm really asking is to give them another. We've been progressively reducing the percentage discount, and all I'm asking is that we give our sporting clubs, which provide great opportunities for our young people, an extra year at the 20%. What happens after that, the new council can decide. But let's support our sporting clubs and allow them this extra 20% for another year.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Gilman.
Yes, I think it's a great motion of Councillor Downey, and I fully support the 20% into the extra year, because in reality, the 10% discount they get for a direct debit is really no discount at all. So that 10% on top of that is really what they deserve for looking after our stadiums. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion?
Here you go.
I spoke to you about
Councillor
this.
Goff.
Is it worth it?
Mr. Mayor, this one actually did come to SBS, there was discussion on that, and it doesn't say that in the motion. It actually says, in recognition of this, Council Stadium prices will be maintained at the following rates for high users. It doesn't say for 1 year. I think we're being misled by the motion if we do that. But Mr. Mayor, I go back to discussions, and I know it's coming up to elections and everyone's getting very, very shaky on what's going on around the place. And, you know, we have got some prices here. Mr. Mayor, these don't cover the running costs. If I was to say I'll give you a house and you can live in it forever, and all you have to do is pay the electricity bill and the cleaning, I think everyone would jump at that. And that's what we're asking our sporting groups to do, to pay the everyday costs of running that facility. But there is nothing in here of the rebuilding and the refurbishment of these facilities that cost ratepayers millions and millions of ratepayer dollars. That's millions. How many million is the new stadium we're building out in 20 million. And what we're asking is that the daily costs of cleaning and electricity and whatever are covered. And that's what these prices are doing. They are not gouging out of clubs. They are not doing any of those sorts of things. And in fact, in the past, we did have a facility that clubs would actually pay for the refurbishment. That has been knocked down. And what we're trying to do is to actually allow these clubs to run unencumbered, have the great facilities, and what we ask in return is we build new facilities and we build all of these things and we refurbish them, but what we ask in return is to cover the costs. But what's being asked here is a continued huge subsidy over the over and above that of the actual everyday costs. Now, this motion doesn't say for 1 year, and it doesn't project the rise going up after that, but that's what's been expressed in the motion. And councillors, if you would like to amend or make some other changes to that for 1 year and then make sure that it does go up, then I will support it. But clearly, again, it's where we have had discussions. We were all in agreement about how the way forward and things, and now we come up again with a situation of something coming here. Now, this has been discussed, so that's not it's not just new on me, but just bear in mind that we want more facilities in Manningham. We want to build more facilities for more clubs, for more, different groups, and do wonderful things here. We've got a limited amount of money, and we do subsidise sport. We are the biggest subsidiser of sport around. There is no club in Manningham that is not subsidised by council by more than any other major sponsor at all. If you consider the grounds, the buildings, the maintenance, and all the facilities and things that are provided, we are the major sponsor of sport in Manningham. And indeed, we do need to have some rigour on the prices. These prices aren't out of whack with other areas and with other councils. They are in par with all other groups, and all we're asking is that they cover the costs of their running.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker for the motion?
I rise to speak with this motion. I think this is a very good motion put forward by Councillor Downey. I think we've seen the intense lobbying by the sporting groups who have done their best to convince us in terms of providing some more affordable facilities. Yes, I agree that we should be having charges and extra charges and providing cleaning and so forth. However, I think it's our role, it's our obligation, it's our responsibility to be providing these facilities to our clubs. And we're not giving it away. We're not saying, there it is, have it, there's the keys, and return them when you've finished. We are providing what I think is a very decent, a very affordable framework in the first year that does give them some the clubs a good framework to work within. And I think it'll be incumbent upon the new council to take that forward and to see how they deal with it. I have been lobbied extremely hard by the some of the clubs, the Doncaster and Templestowe Babington Association, which have had numerous meetings with the old CEO, the current CEO, with our Director of Assets and Engineering, putting their concerns forward. I understand those concerns, and I think they are very positive about the pricing structure that's put forward by Councillor Downey. I commend it for that, and I think moving forward, I think we should be looking at this, perhaps, or the new council will be looking at this in the sense of the next 3 years. So I ask that my fellow councillors support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor.
Can I have an amendment, Mr. Mayor?
Certainly, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I'd like to see an amendment put into this motion. And the amendment being, for a period of no more than 1 year, in brackets, 2018-2019, close brackets.
Thank you, Councillor. Are you happy to accept the amendment, Councillor?
I'd like to say for up until 2019. So after that, we're only giving that 20% in this motion up until 2019. And as I said when I spoke earlier, then the new council can decide. So
for 1 year until 2019.
Yeah, I think that's. Is that there in the... I don't know. Perhaps we could ask our governance officer. Do you think that that motion indicates that it's only to 2019, or do I need to make it clearer?
It could provide more clarity to say that it's started. The intent of it was to 2019,
but it provides... So, councillors, if I might suggest that we are moving this motion That the rate for 2019 apply for that year only.
Sorry, clarification, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Downey, do you believe that encapsulates what Councillor...
The rate for the... But we're only making a decision on the rate until 2019. 2020 and onwards, the new councillor can decide. So this is a rate that we're only going to have until 2019, and then it's up to the new... I don't want to make
that this
decisions
is a rate,
on the new council.
This is a rate that will... These rates will only apply until
2019, when the next council can decide. Yep, OK.
So clarification, Mr. Mayor. Is this for financial year or for a calendar year? That's the clarification, and therefore...
Thank you.
We apply to you, Mr. Mayor. We apply the fees and charges based on financial years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd be looking at this applying to 2018-19.
I don't quite see how that happens. You're suggesting that the current 2016 rate is applying for 15-16, are you?
That's my understanding. 15-16, 16-17. Oh well. But it'd be 19-20.
19-20, thank you very much.
Okay.
So
it's the financial year 19-20. Yep. Thank you.
So, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos, the proposition is that this be amended so that it states that this schedule applies until the end of the financial year 2019-20.
No, it's the year before that, I believe. I believe it's 18-19.
I'm sorry, Councillor, I'm not going to try and debate it.
Yeah. We're 16-17.
The Director has just answered the question. He's just stated...
Sorry, correct. Yes, I agree with that. I'm happy with that for 19-20.
Thank you. Councillor Downey?
Yep, I accept that.
Councillors, we have an amendment before us. Given the amendment is accepted, do we need to do anything other than vote on the amended motion? Thank you very much. So, councillors, we've had last speaker was speaking for the motion. Are there any other speakers against the motion? I'll ask the mover to wrap up, please.
Okay. I think this is fairly clear. We just want to give... I'm sure we don't get back what it costs for many sporting facilities. So it's not like we're giving the basketballers an extra, or all the highball people an extra privilege. So all I'm asking is that we give the clubs another year at this 20%, and then the new council can decide where we go from there. So I ask my councillors to just be generous and let the clubs have this discount for another year.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll now put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Thank you, councillors. We now go back to our original agenda. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, please don't feel you need to wait for us to pause in the meeting. If you feel the need to lead, please just do so. We don't mind.